Bears fans, biggest game of the season. But let's talk about who's going to be there, not who's injured.
The Bears are crossing the border and invading Green Bay, looking to grab a share of first place in the NFC North.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, along with longtime Packers adversary Tom Thayer. Tom, it's a huge game this week. How difficult a challenge is it for the Bears?
It's always a difficult challenge when you're facing a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, no doubt about it. But they have issues of their own concerns. But again, now it's up to the Bears defensively. How are you going to slow down Aaron Rodgers? How are you going to make him have really aggressive decisions behind the line of scrimmage with pressure in his face? I think that's what all the Bears fans want to see, is how are you going to put pressure to Aaron Rodgers? But he's a scary guy because he can see pressure before it gets to him.
I'm glad you brought that up because it seems like everybody wants to talk about Josh McCown replacing Jay Cutler, which obviously is a big factor in this game moving forward. But my biggest concern, like you said, is on the other side of the ball, where Aaron Rodgers, I believe, is the best quarterback in the league. The Bears have struggled getting after the passer. How do they do that Monday night? Because to me, they need to do that to win this game.
You know, it's a combination of things. You have to make sure they start with a lengthy field. So special teams are going to have some accountability. And then you have to make sure, don't give up the big play. Make sure Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the offense has to work for every yard they get, and it'll make it be a struggle. Make them go back to Eddie Lacy and see if this young, talented running back can be the guy that they've seen, you know, in the last couple weeks. He can add something to the running game. But if you make them one-dimensional, I think that's where the challenge comes in. You have to take something away from them to have a better decision at the line of scrimmage.
I know before you said you want to talk about just the players that are available, not the guys that are missing, but Lance Briggs obviously is a big guy missing in the center of the defense, quarterback of the defense. Possibility of having two rookies starting at linebacker. What are your thoughts on that moving forward with Kasim Green stepping in for Lance?
Well, first of all, they're fortunate they have a little rookie experience with Jonathan Bostic, so it's not going to be that big of a deal. He's been playing in stadiums this size throughout his whole college career. With that being said, I think there's a little bit more of the academic side brought into it. You have to be able to call the defense, understand what you're seeing, and then use the rest of the talent around you. It's not about who is going to be playing at linebacker. It's about how the defensive scheme is going to be limiting to the Packers' offense. So, again, the two young guys, hopefully they're chomping at the bit for an opportunity to play in an NFC showdown.
A lot of people always talk about Aaron Rodgers. That's probably the first thing you think about when you think about the Green Bay Packers. But offensively, the Bears have struggled against Green Bay, even when Jay Cutler's been in there. The last 11 meetings between the teams, the most points the Bears have scored, 21 points. You know who the quarterback was? Josh McCown in that game. What are your thoughts on Josh taking over for Jay?
I think in the 93-year history of the Bears, this is one of the few times this is the biggest threat the offense can be for the Chicago Bears. I think when you look at the weapons they have, everybody knows about Alshon, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, Matt Forte, Earl Bennett, all these guys. And I think they understand that Josh McCown can make great decisions at the line of scrimmage. So I look forward to a lot out of the Bears' offense going into this week. The defense of Green Bay, they have some issues, they have some concerns. But I look, when your opponent is getting ready to face the Chicago Bears, they're more looking at how are they going to stop all these weapons than, oh, they're going to come into Green Bay and be slow. No, I think this is going to be a high-octane offense and a big Monday night.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from Wolf. He wants to know how the Bears are going to make up for Lance Briggs' absence, especially when it comes to audibles and lining up the defense properly.
That's a good question. They do have a communication device in the helmet of the middle linebacker or the linebacker who's calling the signals from the sideline, and they have experience, both with a guy like Charles Tillman, Tim Jennings, and James Anderson. He'll make sure that everybody's lined up in the right spot every time. But that's one of the challenges of an NFL football game, the chess match portion of it. Can the offensive coaches put the defensive players out of position and vice versa? It's going to be an interesting matchup to pay attention to.
Tom, we've come to the exciting part of the program where we make a case for a player that's going to have a big impact on the game Monday night. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Chris Conte. Just make sure you're positioned to pitch efficiently to keep from the deep play, the big one scoring pass. And that's the key element here, is make sure the Green Bay Packers have to struggle through every play they have. Don't give them that one big play opportunity.
Tom, I'm going to go with Martellus Bennett. Last season, the Green Bay Packers paid a lot of attention to Brandon Marshall playing two-man coverage against him. If they do the same thing Monday night, I think Martellus is going to have a big game, especially over the middle and in the red zone. Tom, great stuff as always. We'll both be behind the cheddar curtain Monday night. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, the Xerox company.